some masses, there are two deacons who are present. And when that happens, each of the deacons has a different responsibility. One deacon is usually called the deacon of the book, and his responsibility is processing with the book of the Gospels and proclaiming the gospel. The other deacon is usually called the deacon of the chalice, and his responsibility is assisting the priest at the altar, especially adding the wine and water to the chalice. When I was a deacon, I was once the deacon of the chalice at a mass at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. And one of the other responsibilities of the deacon of the chalice is to check the tabernacle to see how full it is and to decide how many hosts need to be consecrated at the mass. So anyway, as we were preparing for this mass, I asked the sacristan, a rather gruff Franciscan, if I could have the key to the tabernacle to check how many hosts were there. He was a bit put off and told me the tabernacle is full. I told this to the main celebrant priest, and he said, okay, just put out 12 large hosts to be divided among the 24 priests here. So that's what I did. Well, eventually other people heard that there was going to be a mass in English in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. So the chapel filled up with maybe 200 to 300 people. The main celebrant said the mass, divided the 12 large hosts among the priests, and then sent me to the tabernacle. I brought the ciborium back to the altar, opened it up, and inside was one small host. If the priest's eyes had been laser beams, I would have been burnt to a crisp. I thought you said it was full, he asked me. I said, well, the sacristan said it was the only excuse I could make. Anyway, he asked each of the priests to return his half of the large host, and he began breaking them into tiny pieces while I prayed for another multiplication of the loaves. This story today in today's gospel is the only miracle of Jesus that's contained in each of the four gospels. Let's reflect on three details in this version for Matthew's gospels: the where, the how, and the why. First, the where. Where was Jesus here? Matthew said he withdrew to a deserted place and the crowds followed him there. Now, what does this call to mind? Of course, it points back to the Jewish people in the desert during the Exodus. But there's another detail here. It's a deserted place, but Jesus asked the people to sit down on the grass. In Mark's version of this miracle, he adds that it is green grass. So how is there green grass in a deserted place? It's because Jesus is there. He is the good shepherd who has led them. And as the 23rd Psalm says, in green pastures he makes me lie down. And there he sets a table before them. The second is the how. How did Jesus feed the people? He didn't make manna fall from heaven as in the Exodus. He takes what they already have, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He takes them, looks up to heaven, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave them to the disciples. Matthew doesn't say anything about the fish. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's because Matthew uses the exact same words about taking, saying the blessing, breaking, and giving to the disciples at the Last Supper. And I'll use those exact same words shortly in the Eucharistic prayer. So back to the Exodus in the desert and forward to today's Mass. God feeds us. And finally, there's the why. Why are there 12 baskets left over? First, think about this. This gospel is often called the feeding of the 5,000. But Matthew said it was 5,000 men, not counting women and children. That means it was 5,000 families. Let's be conservative and say that each man had a wife and 2 children. That means 20,000 people. And there weren't 100 baskets left over or 50, there were 12. Of course, this points back to the 12 tribes of Israel and forward to the 12 apostles. These 12 apostles were to feed the people with what the Lord had left them. and their successors, the bishops, along with their priests, are still feeding the people with what the Lord left them, not just bread, but the Lord and the sacrament of his body and blood. At that Mass I served many years ago, we fed the 200 to 300 people there with 12 large hosts. Each of us only got one tiny morsel. I think I got the smallest piece because the priest was furious I hadn't personally checked the tabernacle. But like the 20,000 that Jesus fed in the gospel today, we ate and were satisfied because no matter how small the portion, we had received the Lord.